So now, usually what everyone is familiar is that you have raw data, you have an author or a designer that selects some of the data, encodes it in a visual form, and presents it to the viewer. So there's a one-way direction of interaction between the data and the viewer. The viewer is presented with a static representation that they can't interact with or change in any way. Now, what's happening with the computer is that the viewer, and if you click on your mouse, then you'll see a new picture being superimposed, is that the viewer can now interact with how things are being presented, how they're being encoded, and even what's selected about the data. So it's going to be an interactive process. So what the role of the visualization tool designer is to create this kind of environment that lets the viewer select the data, have choice in terms of how it's being coded and how it's being presented. And the reason for giving that choice to the viewer is that it allows then the viewer to explore much larger information spaces instead of having to deal with these canned or static shots.